Good morning. 7:35 a.m. Monday, August 14th, 2017. It is a gorgeous morning. It is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Still a few thin high clouds up there. The odd patch of mackerel sky. A bit of. It's like a patch of cumulus here. Atmosphere is heating up, so perhaps it's become a bit unstable. But it's a lovely morning. 62, it's probably 64. Sun is about 7:35. It's about an hour and a half in the sky. So 15. Plus 8, and 23, 24 degrees from the horizon. Lovely, 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 lovely. I'm walking in the shade now. The sun was quite warm on my back as I came along West 34th. But walking through the neighborhoods, walking in the shade. East of Lafall. I don't know what to talk about today. It was a long weekend between the late Saturday night. Not taking my pills Friday night, the late Saturday night. And the trial by modem router. I did manage to get it replaced. It took a very long call to Comcast to actually get it provisioned, but it did get provisioned. I won't say it's been rock solid, but it crapped out for a minute last night. But a quick reboot brought it back up. And as far as I know, it's been pretty steady since. Oh, yeah. So yeah, today is Monday. I've got a conflict in schedule this morning. I've got to get the kid to deal with it. She's called into work. At the same time, she's got a therapy appointment, so we'll deal with that. Get her up in a bit. I've had a cup of coffee, I've had a couple pieces of toast. Looking forward to getting back, settling in. I really want this to be a serious writing day. It's going to be broken up, but I think I can cope with that. Try to get back on my schedule. I have alarms set throughout the day. They go off pretty regularly through the day. Trying to keep me on track, trying to keep me focused, trying to keep me paying attention to the things that I think are important. And so far it worked a little bit last week. I had a few days where I actually even stayed up late a little bit trying to get a 2,000 word count day down. And under normal circumstances, 2,000 words is like 2 hours, which is, I should be able to do that between 9 and 11. But the problem is I'm only getting between 300 and 500 words a minute, 300 and 500 words an hour. So 2,000 words is a lot more focus. And I suspect that if I were to be able to actually get into the story, those numbers would pop up quickly. I tried to get into Rachel Aaron's book, 2K to 10K a day, just because I'd like to get back to 10K a day. The problem with it is that almost all the things involve practices that don't work for me, that are, I know don't work for me. So pre-writing what the scene is going to be. I don't know what the scene is going to be until I write it. I don't know what the goal of the scene is until I write it. I don't know. I don't have a goal for a scene. I have a thing that happens, and then I write what happens next. That's it. I don't think that guy was going to stop for a stop sign. And it's just keep track of the time so you work on the most productive times. The most productive times are the times when I'm actually writing, sort of thing. And the last piece was enthusiasm. Well, I'm pretty enthusiastic. I'm generally pretty enthusiastic about whatever project I'm on. So I don't know how I get more enthusiastic. There are times when I am not terribly enthusiastic. Good morning. Man with poodle. It's an old dog, too. It looks like an old dog. The poodle. The man's pretty. Gray beard. But the poodle looks old. Gray around the muzzle. In fact, they're both a little gray around the muzzle, so... Anyway, so today, oh, I have to make a grocery run today too, shoot. So yeah, today's going to get kind of broken up. I need to see when the kid gets out of work. So I know whether I'm going to go get groceries while she's at work, when I drop her off, or if I'll leave early and pick them up before I get her. I need to fix up for supper. Not what I'm going to fix. I had steak last night. I had delicious, delicious. Somewhat overcooked, but still delicious. Grilled steak. I can't have beef. I can't have beef again this week. So, chicken, fish, pork, turkey. Gotta go through, clean the fridge. There's a couple of leftovers that I can't remember when we had them, so they've overstayed their welcome. Coming up on the monk post here. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Got my knuckle on the edge of the reflector. Yikes. I'll leave a mark. Maybe. Morning. The lady with her little dog. I haven't seen the guy with the high school sports sweat t-shirt this morning. So I think who else I usually see. I don't think if I read anything interesting lately. It seems to me I read a book that was okay. I read I did read Destroyer of Planets, L.A. Johnson. If you're in the Facebook group, well, you've already heard me talk about it, but yeah, that was. That was fun. First novel, 99 cents. It's kind of a short read. It's about 50,000 words. A little shorter than I like, but it was a fun read. There's a lot of sort of Hitchhiker Guide to the Galaxy vibe to it. It's not as dry in terms of wit, a very dry wit. It's not as dry as Douglas Adams, but it is still very much fun. Some of the imagery, the overseer of the galaxy is a neon blue octopus. And they go around erasing planets, deleting planets, blowing them up, along with their inhabitants. And it's not really clear why, but it is still nevertheless fun. I enjoyed it a great deal, and just as a disclaimer, I do know L.A. Johnson, and I've met her in real life. She's a local here in Colorado. I've met her a couple of times at conventions. Very cool. Very cool. Oh, speaking of people I've met at conventions, the heir of Ilaria. That's H-E-I-R, heir. Oh, what is she right under? Diane Chick, D-Y-A-N-C-H-I-C-K. Fantasy. I read it a while ago. And I was a beta reader. And I had a couple comments about the way the book ended. And I think she incorporated a lot of my suggestions, and I really like the book a lot. Who else? Well, it's an old one, but Jeffy Kennedy, J-E-F-F-E, Kennedy. She's a hybrid. She's self-published a series, Tides of Bara, which are a little bit a little bit of lifestyle, shall we say? Fantasy. Fantasy with a flavor of kink. Just so you know. And I met Jeffy a couple times. She's a member of CIFWA. I met her at Mile High. I met her at the CIFWA business meeting. I have to decide if I'm going to renew my subscription, my membership in CIFWA. Good morning. Shoulders, listen to them snap. It's a very still morning this morning. It's very, very quiet. I don't know if you can hear the train. A train is like 5 miles away. This is the kind of morning that if the football team was out working out this morning, the high school, I would definitely hear them. We hear the marching band all the time. Of course, every once in a while the marching band marches past the house, which is always fun, particularly if I'm trying to record. Granted, I haven't tried to record anything for a very long time because I just don't have enough quiet. I just don't have enough focus to be able to do writing and narration. I barely have enough focus to do writing. But the last week was better. I got, I don't know, 6,000, 8,000 words in last week. If I can get back on track here this morning, should be able to get a few words in today, a few words in tomorrow. I need to start building up that momentum. I need to get days in a row where I have written X words. A blue day is 1,000 words. Green day is 5,000 or more. This weekend was red. I did write a few words, but it's measured in the hundreds, not in the thousands, which is sort of disappointing. Is the challenge is for me not to beat myself up over it, but to pursue the philosophy that every day is a new day. It's a new chance for me to succeed at what I failed at yesterday. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.